This is Brain Hug Meditation. Hi, everybody, it's Kaz. I recently was in New York City, and the first day I was in New York City, it threw me for a loop, nearly off my axis. The noise, the sounds, the smells, the crowds, the dirt. It wasn't that I'd forgotten how it was when I lived there, but it'd been 14 years nearly to the day that I returned. My brain had trouble registering what my eyes were seeing. And anyone who's been to or lived in New York City knows exactly what I mean. My friend said I needed to relieve myself of absorbing it all. And that was my signal to do a bit of meditation work. Even someone like me who knows how to navigate enervating environments had to dig down deep and rise to the challenge. What did I do? I walked a lot, maybe 30 miles in 4 days. That really seemed to help. I could take it all in block by block or not. I didn't do the usual things I would do in New York City. No museums, no Central Park Zoo, no shows, not even my favorite restaurants. I did spend time in Central Park and the Upper West Side, Inwood, and even Chinatown. And yes, that really tested my resolve. What did I do to regain my composure, as it were? And you may groan, but here it is. I breathed. I surrounded myself with dear friends and supported family. I didn't allow the crowds, lack of any personal space, noise, noxious smells to get their hooks in me. I did a lot of deep breathing. Once I got out of the subway, because breathing deeply in the subway is asking for trouble. And this doesn't work just for New York City, but anywhere you go all over the world where you'll be out of your element, stretching your boundaries and exploring new worlds. And simple breath work or breath meditation can bring necessary oxygen into your system. Instead of breathing rapidly like we do, I slowed down my breath. Instead of talking quickly, I slowed down my speech. Instead of moving quickly, I lengthened my stride so I flowed through the city, moving easily around obstacles and people. The amazing thing is that the week before I was there, the city was full of smoke from Canadian fires. But this particular week, the skies in New York City were blue. The smog wasn't hanging over the city like it can. I sat in Central Park and people and dog watched. I remembered picnics my family and I used to have in the park. I made friends instead of enemies of one of the most chaotic cities in the world, all the while keeping my wits about me and staying aware of my surroundings. But I wasn't frenetic about it. I wasn't anxious about it. I was confident. I knew the city, its beauty, danger, and everything in between. And you don't have to be in New York City to experience this, to be aware of your breathing, to take a breath and relieve tension, stress, or anxiety. You can be anywhere there's a lot of turbulent or frantic energy, and it doesn't have to control you. You can control it in your own unique and small way. So go out there and take your conscious breathing with you. Thanks for being there. Be good to yourself. Be good to others. Take care. See ya.